Because remember, what we're looking at there is the response of a set of organisms to the chemical. So I want you to understand what the 95% confidence limits are about. Now again, back to terminology. NOAEL, no observed adverse effect level. This is then when we put our toxicant into the organism, in this case a human, the amount of chemical then, our dose, which the body can dispose of without any problems. Now, it's not the threshold level. The LOAEL, the lowest observed adverse effect level, this is where we are now dosing up and the first point where we actually get an adverse effect. So if you imagine on that dose response curve, we're running along the x-axis and we're carrying out some experiments. Our dose, which is just before the threshold, is the NOAEL, because we're still on the x-axis. And next dose, where we've jumped off the x-axis, that's the LOAEL. It's our first observed dose, which gives us an effect. And when we join the points, and that comes exactly off the x-axis, that is the threshold. So we all good with that? Well, these are experimental points, the NOAEL, and then after that the LOAEL. When we join those two points together and make a smooth curve, where it exactly comes off the x-axis, that's the threshold. Yeah? Now, the MATC, which is the maximum acceptable toxic concentration, is exactly NOAEL plus LOAEL over 2, and this obviously is very close to the threshold value. Now these are, remember, in the test that's coming up on toxicology, there'll be terminology questions. So it could be something easy like an acute local toxicant, or it could be what's MATC. Now if we know what the MATC is, and we know our route of exposure, so it's a compound which is going in through the skin, you know, what the area of the skin that's been exposed, concentration, the duration of that exposure, or maybe frequency, how much going in per unit exposure, and our total exposure time, and this, we can then estimate our average daily intake of the chemical, and the threshold limit value of the toxicant. Now, the ingestion route is the ADI that's important, our average daily intake. For gas phase species in particular, it's going to be the STEL, the short-term exposure limit, which is the primary thing that people are looking for.